Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Foul line left, and the pull-up 19-footer is good by DeJounte Murray, and we're tied at 71, and Billy Donovan has seen it up.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Okay, can you play that again?
Amazing.
Is it possible to play it again?
Actually amazing.
I need to hear it again.
Foul line left, and a pull-up 19-footer is good by DeJounte Murray, and we're tied at 71, and Billy Donovan has seen enough.
Billy Donovan has seen enough.
He's seen enough.
You know? That's been the title of the DVD of the 2021-22 Chicago Bulls. Billy Donovan has seen enough. Billy
Donovan has seen enough. The old jumper to tie it at 71 in the third quarter.
That's it. That's it. He's at it.
Remember like it was yesterday.
He's at it. Like that epic Bulls-Spurs game that everyone remembers. This past regular season.
That clip, I think, just defines what this free agency is going to be like. It's a mid-range jumper to tie it at 71 in the third quarter.
It defines the state of sports content at this current point in time with nothing happening.
Yep.
Here's the
June 28th of calls. Yeah.
Okay, there it is. Okay, so we do have some NBA rumors to discuss, and we've got an NBA move to discuss as well. We'll get to DeJounte Murray in a second here, and his likely move out of San Antonio. I feel like he's probably going to get traded at this point, and we can talk about that. But let's discuss John Wall here. John Wall negotiates a buyout with the Houston Rockets for $6.5 million less, and then he's going to sign for the middle level exception with the Clippers for like $7 million, making $48 million. It's the same. He's losing $0 as a result of this move. So Wall is going to sign with the Los Angeles Clippers. He did, for what it's worth, didn't play last year, mutual decision by team and player, because they wanted to play Kevin Porter and Jalen Green, like not part of their future plans. And John Wall's like, man, you want to pay me $40 million to sit at home? Like, if it were me, where could I sign in blood? Where could I sign for that? Yes. What a deal for John Wall. Now, the last time we saw John Wall, and these are his stats with the Rockets after he was traded there, he did average 21 points and 6.9 nice assists per game in 2020 to 2021. The Clippers right now currently can 7-1 to win the NBA championship at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, with a core now of it's a big three. But Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and John Wall. So your thoughts here on what John Wall brings to the Los Angeles Clippers when he signs there?
I mean, potentially a lot, potentially nothing, everything in between. He's like an NFL team with a second-year quarterback, right? Or Serena Williams before this match started against Harmony Tan. Like, all things were kind of in play. Probably not the ceiling that Serena had in this match against Harmony Tan, to be honest. But maybe. Because I don't know if Serena was ever going to play that good. It's an interesting addition. It's also like if he wasn't called John Wall and had like the stats from the few years before, like, and didn't make the money that he makes, would anyone care from a basketball sense? That's like also like part of this too, which happens anytime you have these like name players that stick around for a while. And we even did this in the first segment of the show with Westbrook, where it's like, well, if he wasn't called Russell Westbrook, but he averaged 8 turnovers a game, like, what would you think of that player, player X, if he had those statistics? So there's a little bit of that going on with Wall, I think. I'm excited to see him like actually play basketball and with like a competent team that should win a lot of games in the regular season, at least.
He might be awesome, right?
He might be awesome. I think if I was the Clippers, I would settle for like pretty good, and I'd feel awesome if he was pretty good. I'd feel really good about that. Because like, the Clippers are very interesting this year, and I don't mean interesting like you should go bet on them. If I had to pick, I would actually, if there were opportunities to fade them, especially in the playoffs, I would still take advantage of those opportunities. But they're interesting in a bunch of ways that are dicey. So they're obviously their best player is Kawhi Leonard. This is what year? I think it's year 11, 30 for him, age 30 for him, and like year 12, 30 for Paul George, something like that. So like the end of them being awesome is like this year and next year, basically. And then their careers will probably start to decline after that, unless they're LeBron James. And there's a lot, like if you're, you know, you see the Clippers price, you know, what was $650 or whatever to win the NBA title. And I just go like, I don't know how you can bet that with a bunch of the things that are going on right now. So with Kawhi specifically, we don't know when he's coming back yet. And I know it's like, well, it's June. It's about to be July 1st. And and the season's in October. And like, who cares if he doesn't even come back for October? Come back on Christmas. But come back
there
in
was
January,
talk that he was like, he was practicing and playing like three, like before the regular season ended, before the
there
before
were
the
a game. Bunch of a bunch of interviews given around and after the draft that are like, yeah, he's like, his recovery's going well. He's like putting his all into it. And it's like, well, has he like scrimmaged yet or played 5-on-5? And they're like, no, no. And it's like, what? Okay. Like, cool. It's like a year since the injury, basically.
Do you know how this ends? This ends with him getting traded to the Raptors. It's going to be awesome.
Or traded to the Lakers for Russell Westbrook. So it's just, I think he's going to be fine, but you never get info out of his camp about anything. And everyone's like, now is like, well, he's working really hard. Like, it should be okay. But like, you're going to bet on a team that's like the second favorite to win the NBA title when the person who is the key to unlocking any chance that you have of winning the bet like has no timetable and isn't playing 5-on-5 yet. Like, I mean, never in a million years. And he's like, might be the most stable part of this analysis. John Wall, no one will tell you what to expect here. Could be anything. Paul George hasn't played like in 3 years, more than 40 games, basically. I mean, just 17 injuries, both shoulders, like missed the first 50 games last season. How many games does Paul George, like Kawhi Leonard, Paul George games played next year? Over under 100 combined.
Oh, combined?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ooh, I think that's a really good number.
If that's true, like, I don't know, bet everybody else to win the West. Like, what is that?
Never mind
the load management that'll happen.
Or yeah. Bet the Clippers, but not now.
Right. It's
like the old Vince McMahon thing. You can bet the Clippers, but not tonight.
Right. They're being rated. And never mind the supporting cast, right? So it's people rave about the depth or the, you know, the, what is the current iteration of the, like, well, they put these 5-man combinations that can guard really well. And it's like, well, Kawhi's like 30. Paul George is never plays. Those are your two defensive stalwarts, obviously.
Like Amir Coffey?
Legendary.
Norman Powell? Reggie
Jackson? It's Powell, Reggie Jackson, Marcus Morris, Zubats. That's like, that core is still there. Kennard is also in there. And
Rocco?
Yeah. Terrence Mann. Like, so it's...
I do like these players.
Well, you like this, except like, when you actually look at what each of them are now and like where they are in their careers, I couldn't be less impressed. Like, is Marcus Morris might be he's entering like the toast zone of the career. Reggie Jackson is entering that zone for sure.
Ooh, the toast zone.
Well, it's just like, you could be done. You could be washed. Like, it's this year it is possible for that to be true. And they have a bunch of guys that fit that. Powell's in a different part of his career, but they have a bunch of guys that kind of fit that. And we don't know if Kawhi is playing and Paul George never plays games anymore. So I just go like, they get John Wall, which is cool. So there's like some potential here, but they're being rated in the market. Like all of the things I said have to turn up roses. Kawhi's going to come back and he's going to play great. Paul George isn't going to miss games like he has for every year since 2019. The supporting cast isn't old. They're actually just all entering the prime. Like they're still in the primes of their careers. They're going to play a lot too. They're definitely not going to be injured. And Wall's going to be good. All of that has to be true. They have the same price as the Bucks. All of that has to be true for them to even sniff the same price.
Part of the handicap is time machine.
Right. Part of the handicap is just like
the
just rose colored glasses on every. Yeah. It's just rose colored glasses on everything for it to be true. And like, I mean, just think about it. Isn't it likely that one of the things I just said is not going to happen? One of them. And if that's the case, the price is already crazy. Even if one of them, if Paul George misses half the season, or John Wall stinks, or the supporting cast is washed, or Kawhi doesn't come back on time, then the price is crazy. If any one of those things happen, all four of those things could happen. Like what? So just they're an interesting team to think about. I don't know how they ever lead you to wanting to bet anything on them to do anything.
To punch this point home, would you rather bet the Clippers at 7-1 to win the NBA championship or the Lakers at 15-1?
No, I'd rather bet the Lakers, definitely.
So just wanted to have that be the exclamation point on this conversation about John Wall and the Clippers. You better you bet with Nick and Ken. Terrific Tuesday talking NBA. Just quickly here, if we see DeJounte Murray get traded from the San Antonio Spurs to the Atlanta Hawks for like what looks like would be like Danilo Gallinari and a bunch of first round picks, great trade for Atlanta if and when that happens. It's Murray and Trae Young in the same backcourt here. What does it do for Atlanta? And almost, I guess, more interesting, like, what is it? I mean, San Antonio's going to be maybe the worst team in the league next year.
Yeah, I don't think there are ever markets in the NBA on team with the worst record, right? NFL, that's a conversation we have every year. We haven't really had it yet this year, and I think the markets are open. So maybe we'll mark that down for when we come back from vacation or something for a topic. But yeah, NBA-wise, look, I mean, Wembanyama's, the sweepstakes are going to be on, and the Spurs are going to be in the mix. Like, no question about that. And they're not atrocious, but they're also, like, they're not going to win a lot of games. So, like, they could be in the mix, and they trade Murray, obviously. That's going to make them as close to bottoming out, I think, as you can. So, okay, that's that part of it. Like, they'll be in the mix probably for at the bottom of what is, again, going to be a really good Western Conference. Like, who's trying to be bad in the Western Conference? Basically, like, the Thunder, right? That's, like, the only team trying to be bad. I'm just like, well, there's a version of things that play out where the Jazz are atrocious, actually, too. The Jazz might bottom out also. We'll see what maybe they trade Gobert. Let's see, like, what happens.
And they trade Gobert, they're going to bottom out. They just hired Will Hardy from the Celtics to be their new head coach.
Yeah, you know, Will Hardy. GM. Right, yeah,
well,
right.
Like I said, Matt and Jeff's brother.
Right, right. So just, like, I guess they could be awful. Houston will be bad again, but they're not really trying to be bad. They're kind of like Detroit this year. Like, we're like, well, maybe we could win 30 instead of 25 or something like that. That's about it. And then it's San Antonio, right? So what does adding DeJounte Murray do to the Hawks? I mean, it doesn't make them a title contender. It just basically means, I think it increases their floor of regular season wins, basically, right? And obviously that implies he has to stay on the court, which is something that he's had a little bit of trouble doing. But, like, you put him with Trey and you put this team, as long as, like, think about how many games they missed due to injury last year, too. So many players, like, we would do injury reports for them in, like, February and March. And it was just always, like, six people were on the injury report. A remotely full roster with them in a regular season? Yeah, that could be, like, a 50-win team. Yeah, maybe.
I was going to say.
At least.
I
maybe not 50. But
I think they win 50 if everyone stays healthy.
I mean, Brooklyn now with everybody back. Milwaukee, Philly, Boston, Miami. I don't know if they can win 50, but like they're like kind of getting up there basically. I think there's their floor too. Like they're never going to win like 32 games with those two guys playing a bunch of games basically.
Tank for Wembanyama.
Somebody has to already have a good slogan for it, right? Something for Victor.
Winless for Wembanyama.
Winless for Wembanyama. That's pretty good. No victories for Victor. Yeah.
Sick for Vic.
That's pretty good. Ish.
It's not bad. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. A lot of National Football League coming up this hour. We're going to talk best teams of the 2000s, and we'll start it, a conversation with our pal Pete Prisco from CBS Sports.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.